Okay, let's get a lot of testing out. We were learning the Gemara Tzitz, the Gemara Tzitz, the Gemara had a three-way machlokes, a lot of tests on a boat. Let's go out and you take potatoes in your cushion. You don't eat real potatoes. Do you say both the eggs on it? And let's say you took an apple and you cook the apple. And then you cook the now and you cook any fruit or vegetable. If you put the beef so that it's a shiva and it's a pan chadash, it's very lekan, and therefore it's not to be treated like a synthetic food, and it does not retain its original bracha, it's going to be sha'afa like a synthetic food, or should we say that? Even if you cook in And it's considered you don't say the original dropping, anything just goes on one Madrega. That's not seeing how bad one Madrega, that is a different story that we had in the previous back, and I'm the master of chopping up, or grinding. But if you're not doing that, except for him. And although the Gemara seems to be the Gemara these two, the Gemara seems to put together, grinding up, meshing together with cooking, but in both cases it's an issue of Ishtani, whether the Shimei and the Tehri cancels the original status is considered like a synthetic food, and it's only the Misha Akos, it's not exactly the same thing to some extent. But by the values, now we have to ignore and discuss with the Gemara Eitz and even Shakos, the Gemara Eitz and even Rabban. And it's only by the grinding up that that's really showing how such an idea. The fact that we have that real question, that's not a bad thing. So what about the fact that there's a machlokes? Whether a cooked food or vegetable retains the original bracha. Not now, but in fact, we can't put that in the middle. So this is the shtani with a cooked potato, otherwise a potato, then a real potato. You know, the shtani with a magus, because that retains the original bracha. And if it's the shtani with a magus, then it does not retain the original bracha. That's how we talk. So now we're more continuing with this topic. One question is about using the block of the new original identity. Do I say kind of have that all the time, if not called the vegetable anymore? Okay. And then the Lord tells him, like, no one said that this machlech is from a lawyer, maybe it's really a machlech is from a lawyer. So the Lord says that each one from the top of Yom HaSet and Malach, maybe it's from a lawyer. Should I say that the machlech is from a lawyer, that he cooked your fruits or vegetables, changed his original identity, and he said to him, but there's no one, maybe it's a machlech is from a lawyer. So I know it's from me, the Abiyatik, I made the Baal Kapel. Baal Kapel was a town of Rabbi Yudah or nothing. But Kapela was a family of Rabbi Ramati, so he had two families. We usually assume that Rabbi Ramati is the last of the family. So once you assume that his family were already on the run, or you assume that Kapela is a Kapela. And then his family was not his limit to Tanai. You might assume that his family was about Kapela, who was a family of Rabbi Ramati Tanai.
Okay.
So where is Rabbi Ramati? Yabashmir, that you have to tell me that you don't know the only Yab, that you have to tell me that you have to
know that. All right, so somehow you have to
tell me that you have to tell me. Yeah,
okay.
So somehow you can get. And he's not Tommy Day, Tommy Day. He didn't tell anything about that fellow who was living with himself, but Tommy Day,
you know, nothing. You're not causing Tommy Day. No, 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 no,
so he walked down the stairs. He and the Conrad, they grew up. So they took Tommy Day with by Tassari, they went from Tennessee. They got cool. He's not a cabbage. He's a mastin. The mastin is a shaman mashi, but what it is, what it's a fruit, so it's covered by the fancy way, or it's a vegetable. It doesn't really make too much of a difference, but it's a fruit or vegetable. And it's cooked. The cabbage with the mastin, whatever that fruit or vegetable is, they're cooked to make it edible. This idea, I mean, it's chicken, it's a mashi, so it's a kind of chicken. So the shaman is, which breath do you pray for? Which breath do you pray for? So first you have an elephant. So there were three people, there was Bakapar and two Tamil, and I guess the Yagyas, so whatever, the other is friends. So not Bakapar, you shoot the Echim and the rest. Bakapar has said that one of them should say the Bracha, but he might be there too. The place is not right away. Is that the Bill of Hanukkah? That's the shine, is that the Bill of Hanukkah? If we're not eating together, don't we do it all the time on Shabbos, and young for one person says I'm not eating Echim and I'm not eating anybody else. Eat the challah. One person says, break through our broken, a Jewish, and everybody drinks the wine. What about the other fruits and vegetables? That's legitimate or not? So those are not before you, huh? Those are not before you. So you're more later. If the Mishnah moon based on the Isle of the last two wines, the last two wines are one based on the Isle of the Mishnah, the echo, people are sitting in the animal getting ready to eat. And then they said, let's say, food, instead of wine, everybody has to say his own best of weapons. They say boo, on the bottom line, and then they come out from the mission. They say boo. They do a say boo, so we're sitting on the same table. And if one of us says what anything is, echo me very much more cool. There's only the other say boo. And then you should face it here and say, you shouldn't be done. So it's easy to do. That's the same thing about that. So the money that we don't need anymore, we don't need down on statues. So the only kind of experience that we have, I'm taking something new out. But the way you know, you don't need it. So let's chat to say by that the community that we're all sitting and eating and eating together. And she was sitting on the table. They were sitting on the same table. That's the shoes you've done. You're sitting on the table. So let's talk to the dude. When do you say that one person should say the God that we make everybody else? If you have a little bit of a figure, I'm going to give them an hour. And then he could be on another version as the two, because everybody agrees that the Machlokes is Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, but the two versions is exactly that Machlokes. So he could be on another version as only Rav Hashem Rav Tzad from Mohammed has said, only in fact that the Lord didn't grant them has said the whole. But by lying, when Mohammed has said, it doesn't even have to be a Seder, it's not even going to have to be made to the other. Rav Yochanan Yama, for the lying Yama, Mohammed has said. So what are the Shittas in the Gemara? The other sheetahs in the Gemara. One opinion is that by fasting Yayin, we need a favor for both. The other sheetah is only fasting that favor for the most of the wedding. Yayin does not need a favor. The other sheetah is only fast that favor has, so Yayin will say the doesn't even know. Doesn't even know. In two more machlokes in the Gemara. What's the whole issue of this favor? Yes, we never had a person say the Abdallah for the next time of life, but you can say Kia Shefa. That's a Kia Shefa. You can give him a favor. Shamea Taima. That's it. You never heard of Shamea Taima. But I already said you know that you are a man in addition. I said, it's great to be finished. I can't have a subject for any of that. If you're interested in eating, then you say you're on bracha, and you say it's lachtana, and you say you're on bracha shalachle. You don't allow shalachle to earn you in bracha shalachle, not before and not after, just like you believe in yourself. So you should say the bracha before and after yourself. So if that's part of the principle that you don't allow shalachle, it's not going to do it out. So we're going to do it out. That's the exception to this.
So that could be knowledge on Kumi, so that's not salvation, but however he's forgiven his merit action, and he's shown the mission, he's explained what it is. It's a difference, it's a really say that we didn't call in there. The best thing is that the whole group is really together, the whole table, they're all sitting around the same table, sitting down, so it's maybe the truth, but by that, we're sitting around the table, so that's considered the same on the other table. So it's considered one big Kabir who is eating together, and the whole Kabir is only supposed to give one Hamaiti. The whole Kabir is only supposed to give one Zakat Hamaiti again. That's the invention of humans. The Mizuru is a Gemara, the Gemara is a Gemara, only one person will be taught to have Zakat Hamaiti, and that is just the Amen. The Midrash says, we have the meaning that when you thank the giver, and somebody thanks the Lord, from the Chabad says, to the fact that we don't be paying attention, according to the one who is saying the Zakat Hamaiti. And we can do it. Only one person is saying the Mishnah. How can we do that? One person says the Benjamin. And you might be able to tell yes, but the Mishnah is the only Rosh Hashanah. But the young celebrant says, the young Allah Shabbat Kaelim, not that Bicha Tanah Elim, you say you eat, not that Bicha Kaelim, yes, you think she eats. The young thing is not, it's not based on Shabbat Kaelim, it's a different word. The whole group together is eating one big Seder, the Kriyus, which I say that, and the whole group is only the first word of one Hamaiti, and the whole group is only the first word of one Bicha Tanah Elim. Not to say that there are not Bicha Tanah Elim. Human doesn't mean. It's a Bicha Tanah Elim, but the whole group together, all that is one Bicha Tanah Elim. Not that you don't have it there in the Rambam, that's what they are. The Rambam already wrote in a different place, when every year somebody says Brech, you should say Amen. And we know also the thing that Shemei Kohen, even if Lechati, you should say Amen, but even if you didn't say Amen, you know the thing with that, the Shemei Kohen. If you just heard the Brech and you paid attention, you had a mind to be right, so when you heard the Brech, even if you didn't say Amen, it's considered Kehillah. Kehillah Amen. Shemei Kohen. So why do we think over here in a few places the Rambam repeats that everybody has to say Amen? If you don't do it, you wouldn't do it, but if you don't say Amen, you're not guilty. Not to come, why is that? If you're not saying Amen, you're not guilty. The means is because it's a different word over here. It's not based on Shemaiah Kohen. It's not when I say Amen, it's by Shabbos. And you see, all the great bodies are guilty in Shemaiah Kohen. No, you don't allow Shemaiah Kohen to do it Amen. And you don't allow Shemaiah Kohen to do it Amen either. The fact is, it's Amen, one Amen to the whole Kabul. It's one Dechat Amen, so the whole Kabul is when the Benshi is in it. The word that there should be a response to the Kabul, so that they should have the Messiah's Yachad, they won't have to participate somehow. They won't have to say Amen. And if they don't say Amen, I swear that they're not going to come to the Ramah. If you can hear, you should try to listen to someone else say, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because it's going to happen. You can't offer our weapon. What is one thing? Because that's what. We obviously don't follow that chief. And he says that they have never read
this. He says, of course, you know, what can take the government to get them, you know, it's a burden.
By Kiddush. Yeah, that's Kiddush, yes. That's how he's not said to Rosh Hashanah that I can say Kiddush for you, even if I'm not drinking the wine at all. I said, oh, Kiddush, you're going to drink the wine. That would be what the difference is. That would be Kiddush who comes out of the Kiddush, and you even send that to my seat. That's even better, she might say, well, Kiddush is different. Yeah, okay, so that's what this is more exactly. You might talk to me on a Tuesday night, the city is doing it. Why would they see that tremendous? Not that I said, all people have the same common interest, and therefore one thing would be enough. All came together to learn What to do if the sitting and eating chicken, they're not eating any taco meat, I'm sitting and eating chicken, I'm sitting and eating cabbage or whatever they want to eat, prunes or vegetables, whatever, and you keep shopping around to cook for vegetables, you have to do that with that. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam in the Lazy. What should I say? Cook, no? Not you. So in that tomorrow, then, if you look in the Rambam, there's a machlokes, the Rambam in the Lazy, which washing is more to pass than what? That's the din. So you say other things other than pass on their part, other things other than pass on their chomos. Anything other than pass, it doesn't have to say, then what do you have to say? That's it. So it's not that the Rambam in the Lazy, and I look at my sister. The Rambam is my sister. The Rambam says that you have a group of people who are sitting and eating the fellowship together, so you don't even need that steak, you don't even need yeshiva to be done, they're just sitting on the same table, then on a desk, and everybody's doing the fellowship. And then you can say, well, if I don't know where they're from, why do they? Why do they want to talk to my dad Russian, you should have talked to every other Russian, that's not fair, but it doesn't really have that steak, and I don't know which Russian they're going to talk to. And so no discussion here, the technician says, the truth is around my head, the truth is the figure says, the technician says, there's no way out of it, but I don't know how to get to this in the Gemara. But there's a machlokes in the Rishonim about this. What's the good if they're inside the earth that proves that they're not king, so one person is clear black and the other to the other. So how can it be a machlokes for Rishonim? If I'm not talking about this, now it says, Tanayim, three Tanayim, that's a part of this under my city, and he says them clear their master in the 5 years, and nothing is just happening under there. He tells one of them to clear black and the other to the other. And so he says, they must be going, so he says, I'm going to tell them that I was, you know, Master, not from Dr. Perry's shoes, that means you have to let the Jersey shoes to one of them, to say the blessed to be mighty, or three of them. So there's a deep mighty Kodesh of the Kamala. And there's on the third, the Shaka that he said in this, that's the Shaka that brought the Benito, and the Jersey going to be called, that brought the Benito. The Channel more on the Brother Shaka, and the Ben Kashi, so whatever that I found upon, because the Gemara says in Kulam, Eni Zamnin Ala Peres. What does that mean, Eni Zamnin Ala Peres? The tension is really meaning that one person says the Brachachem, Brachachem, and everybody else is going to use Brachachem, that doesn't mean to say, at the time of the rest. That's not the Yukla, tension is really, Zamnin means, one says the Brachachem in the rest, everybody in the world going to use Brachachem. It is not that only works in part. It's an only bench in the room that one says the Brachachem, and that's the only thing that's there, and everything else is Eni Zamnin Ala Peres. He didn't allow that. Here, that's the place you want to know. Yes, Brachachem, what Brachachem would you say yes to the chicken? Or the Kashi says it. The very fact that I was going to shoot,
So what are the Talmudim to say during the session?
No.
The session says no. So they ask that question. Yeah, Eri Zandu means that one... Yes, the word is Zandu. The word is Zandu means that one says that Rahal Chayla to be next to the others, and the other don't say. They just say, I'm in a relationship. No, there's a feeling that that institution, that one says that Rahal Chayla, the other guy, the only looks like Greg, doesn't look like Anthony, doesn't look like Kate either. But when we discuss it, then we have a Kiddush. Sabbath morning, initially we have a Kiddush, and everybody has cake and wine, they usually do the cop, not everybody knows how to mix it by heart, so they do the cop, and one person says how to mix it, everybody goes on there, and they yank it. So that's exactly against the Gemara, the Gemara says you can't do that. Any Zaman, all affairs and anything, all are on our part. I told you this too, they were in Yeshiva. And then we went to Yeshiva and said, I went to St. Paul Shabbos, they had a Kiddush. After the Kiddush, one person said, I'll mix it. But also, like you said, it's against the Gemara. So I remember that a little Bernstein was there. So he spoke back to us. But he did by his father. But he did by his father. So he looked straight in the eyes and he said, it's not true. It's not true. Now, the better was true. It's not a little Bernstein and then what it was. But the time, so he got me. Left it in. Left it in to the other. Left it in. I'm not the type to be able to finish the next time that I am with you. That's not a question. What would you do to the other? Some of them said, I'm with you last week, and I said, I'm not with you. Even with the other, you say, you know, Shemaya Kaino. You can't say Shemaya Kaino, or if you have been only last week. So that's not going to finish the next one. It's not a thing that this tells you, Shami, that you don't allow Shemaya Kaino, but you have to know, not before, and I have to, not to block Shemaya Kaino, not to block Shemaya Kaino, this has been in the Shami, don't know how to do it. But the other, you would be with you. And let's say two people, let's say Machayez and Mechavah, two people right there, and there's not Bench and Medina, that's two people. The only Bench and Medina, meaning I'm sure she's off the car, so we only have two people, it's not even an issue. So it is not, they're not supposed to Bench and Medina. So they do, one person Bench is with them, and the other one says, I'm right. We just say even the other is not right there. So that's the Machayez and Mechavah. That's the Machayez. The Gemara has, the Gemara says, no, and I'm not doubt, okay, because soon that's the result. The Gemara says, those are two people have bread, they both have sandwiches, and one is a safer, and one is a good. One knows how to read, and the other one is an unmarried, he doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know how to censure. So the Gemara says, for sure, the Gemara says, pray for the lawyer, for good men, you can go first, and let the one who knows how to bench bench, and the other one will be aced. We shall ask him if he aced, so the answer is with the shot of cars. Yeah, the shot of cars, you're allowed to do the hafkir, and what normally is acceptable to the other, the shot of cars to the other, and it can be the local more, the shot of cars. Then you never shall have cut to the other. Then some way changes here, and that's the time you think that no. Whatever is used to the shark of cut, the Hakrila, illusion taken as a symbol, it isn't the root of the case, he takes it as a symbol of the other, of the case. But in the fact of the space of a guru, we allow the space to bench, and to be made to the guru, and to go to Shemesh and we have shown that even if they both know how to bench, if one will bench and the other will say, no, we'll be able to the Shemesh and the other, the root work. That's the pastor. So the car is how I do this opportunity. The car says, if the people have carried to the drunk one, and the other say, I'm this way, the one has to say, well, I guess then, so you have the following alternative. Either you have one place to say the Bracha Chayna to the mercy of everybody else, or they just say, walk away, and they won't say Bracha Chayna. You know, you're going to give that bench shot after that, and you say Bracha Chayna. You're going to walk away to Bonifash. You might wait till Bonifash is on and say the wrong one. But that's what the pastor says, that's what I shall have. Even though the chapter don't know how to read, you'll give me a few good news, so you know they're not going to read. If you ever say, you know that some people are not going to read, they're not going to say the Baruch Hashem. So the Torah says, it says a mock in the hospital, that once you say the Baruch Hashem, you know to the others, that at least there should be eight to the others. Can you tell me, that's what it's based on in the Shul, if you have one person, say, I'm with you, and everybody else is like, you're treating that right, and that's the next thing is that when he says, I'm with you, everybody should say, no, that's the rest. And those who can't say no, and those who don't know enough, they're not learning enough to know that the faith is going to be the other, they'll be right to the other of the earth. So that's
true. That's true. That's true.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Which one should be the truth? Which is the Brach Akhlein? I was talking about, what's the Brach Akhlein going to be going to say the question? You have to respond to the question. Remember, did they say that the question is there? Why did you shine it more out before that at the end? And if they go at the end, they say, well, by the basis, that's the reason why they're saying that. Well, maybe not. They will shout you for it. The case says, even if it is talking about one of the questions, how can you have one person say one of the questions to be made to the others? That's exactly how I work it. But only one of them are afraid. The only time you allow one person to change the Baruch Hashem and to be made to the others is only by prayer. So by faith, it's good. But even if it doesn't say, if we come out, like I said, if we come in, we only have a bench. So why do you tell one to say the Baruch Hashem to be made to the other two? the Muslims come back and say, Muslims Baruch HaRishona. Aye.
Sure.
The place of Muslims Baruch HaRishona. The Maya Day of Sages, so it's continued, the Muslims that the Maya Day of Sages. Then we all of them, this man of the other, oh, we used to have the body of it, we don't have any more of it, that's what I'm showing you, we have not there, but this man of the other doesn't make some private sense on face of that either. The next is that everybody has seen some face of that, but it's either, and so we're not prepared to assume that we have here, we don't pass that that we have seen it, but the idea of it is that today, a state does not appear in fairness, so we don't do that very well.
Yes,
that's why it's easy. Yes, that's why it's easy. Yes, Elul Atat, what does it mean? It's a person not a Atat. So she says, well, Yeshiva Dudan, says the Nazan Engel. Yeshiva Dudan, she has said it to them. You see what I'm saying? Well, that's the equivalent of her saying. But the Shaddu is, in this case, the Sages of this thing has said. It says, remind me that I have said it. Yes, they made a saved on the chicken. They made a saved on the cabbage. I said, well, what's the matter? Isn't that the Shaddu that I'm running away with? The Gemara had a Machlekes, the three-year Machlekes, where the Yayin is the famous part, that if you had a Seder, you didn't have a Seder or not, or Yayin doesn't have a Seder, or Yayin doesn't need a Seder. And what about other things other than passing Yayin? So that is a Machlekes, the Ram 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 Ram
No, the Rambam and the Nazareth is talking with that
Sabbath. So the Rambam says, what about chicken and cabbage? So the Rambam says, one can be made to be added to Sabbath Sabbath. You don't need a Sabbath. You have to say, you don't need a Sabbath on passing out. All the other things, you don't need a Sabbath. The Nazareth says, no. It doesn't even have to say about chicken and cabbage. You don't even have to say. And Sabbath is right, but cabbage and chicken is the same as what I can agree. But a Sabbath actually, that the Sabbath is a Sabbath chicken. That's not the Rambam, that's not the Rambam. The Pashto says, you might have been given this like the Rambam and the Rambam. They don't have to see either, either you don't need a Seder, but they say either is not a whole. But that's, I think, if you look at the Gemara, a little further away from each other, so if you look at the Rambam and the Aleph, right in the middle of the Omri, the Gemara is, Ila ha'ish nebi omar ra'a. Very clearly, that version that Rav said, the language is a flesh on the Aleph, and the Aleph, and the I'm a guy in the next time you do it, what am I going to say? Take this more cash, I say, so take the creation of Mishnah. Why am I having a guy in here? Mishnah, I'm not based on the day at the top line. I'm not based on the day at the top line in Mishnah. Well, I'm going to take a head and then eating in the middle of a meal, but that's actually when they have wine on the table. And then someone comes out to pour wine and then bake that. So the Mishnah says, Kalecha v'yach and v'yach v'yach. So you shouldn't have one person say, give that cat and say, bake that, because the other people are going to be in the middle of the evening, because whatever, the milk shop, So the Gemara answers, no, that's what they just sat down to drink wine. What does the Gemara say? Shani Rasam, the Mises, is going to come on here and have saved in the past. Angela has saved in the yard. The Mishnah here goes like this. The Lord has saved, but it was sitting in the yard here, but it was fast. No, in the middle of it, but there is an Achille Bakaburah. It is called an Achille Bakaburah. So they need to pass that table. Okay. Everyone said it's on a mic because they had a little chalapa. Each one of them were washing at a different time. A different reason why. Everyone said it's on a mic. But there is a head table, they must sit it together around the same table. But then if they serve wine in the middle of the meal, we don't allow one person to set a drop of the yadi, because of the hashash is going to choke, and that is up to a different course in the meal. But if there's no hashash is choking, then we don't allow one to be mighty over the yadi, because there are mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that have to constitute one couple, because there's no head table for the fire. So maybe we're having a head table of fire, I'm going to say to them, and that's what the Gemara says. Are they only sitting and drinking wine? Are they doing anything else? If they're even dead, then there is a cleanness and there is a chabur. And if there is a chabur, then maybe you can even be like to the others with a breath on the eyes. But since that's maybe the place of things are not dark. Because Rashi, Rashi, says, and Allah mitzvahs and Allah, and I remember that the slaves are prepared with the Tishamim and reading, and then one of them said, Shahakal on the chicken, and he had a time with the angle, and he said, Shahakal, should he say, Razano, should to the set of water, and the rest of the person is, and then neither is Sakatola. What Sakatola gave one of the machines to say, Broca, is universal, that Broca should not be over there. Which one, which feature I told that one? And nobody said a Broca, because he got angry, maybe he got a hey, and it might be the goat dog. He said, the goat is also on the color of Sakatola, the goat dog. So he got angry, he said, even a cock mankind, weak mankind, even if you know how to learn better than me, never said, hey, my time is, you're not learning better than me. I'll be weak mankind, I'm better than you, but you're older than me, what's wrong? So one she asked me, no, so now she has a comment. Is this mankind? I was looking at me, why are you letting show me? The one who might be Makabas, to say the bracha correctly, when I should have read it. I'm letting me know the bracha, which one should we say the bracha on? On the chicken or on the vegetable? And now she wants to know what to do. But it's not the same way that she does. That's the way she says, it's gone how long ago, and I'm going to laugh at the Kassana, so I should not miss out to the end. But that becomes very strange. What do you mean? I have the Rashi sheet here, it's like the Rashi sheet is that if you say Hamaitzi, you want to say Bracha on the meat and the potatoes, and that's what only if you eat it together with bread. If you eat what you do, you eat a little bit of bread in the beginning of the meal, you eat a piece of potatoes in the middle of the beginning of the meal. And then you eat the whole meal with that bread, the Rashi sheet and rest of the Bracha and everything. And this is the reason that Rashi. I mean, it's not that Rashi. I mean, it's not the Lenten Bracha and all those separate things. But if the Rashi learns what the case is, the Sarah might seem that this is Bama Boy Shalem Achmet Asudim. Shalem will have to take that part. And then that needs to be a spirit of the Rashi at the end. The Rashi, which he does, he says, it doesn't have to be a Rashi. That's not eating it together with bread. The Rashi never holds that that's enough to require another Bracha. So he says, that's why we need it, it's really broken the claim, then I pass for shorter. And the second lady says, yeah, it was a table for the pot. So then it's me for the lady, I'm going to say to say, the meat of the man that has saved for the pot, the man that has saved for the chicken, and so the vegetable, that's wrong, you say. But if it would be a thing to the vegetable, we're eating, just eating chicken, and some of the, I would imagine that places were not trained, that the meat has saved that one can make the other without a taken out. It's kind of a reason that the Rama will like the language. You know, because the one to be making the others with the Shahat and the Matara Seder, and it cannot be making the others with the Buddha Seder. You know, the Mahanura Seder, and the Buddha Seder. But not that it's the same as that.
I think the person says later on, then later says the language is not saved in Eidah Wattah. They didn't know so. They neither did they have a Seder and anything else except on Pasuk. But that came to the Seder, so they used it. The way Tosfos brings that in is
that
it doesn't seem that
they
had a
Caesar at Caesar,
like
the... From the way the Tosfos says it, from the way Tosfos says it, it sounds like Zen and Shaykh and everything's in
Tosfos. Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, what you bring happy today, let's say you have a Caesar on a path, Marmaids, and then you bring dessert. You had a table on Pasuk. Can you be married to somebody else as a dessert?
So the way it starts to cry the Gabi Bash, and then they have to leave, then they have to let that wrist under the bench. And the bench, they have to let that wrist under the bench, and they have to let that wrist under the bench. They have to let that wrist under the bench. So what is this first? So Shem likes it to begin with over here. By Kapara, the two times even are eating. And by Kapara, Gabi Shem said, one of them she said it will serve some chicken and some vegetable. And he gave the shoes that one should say the Bracha Shalachana to be made to your food. And that's Hanashal, and why did he say Bracha Shalachana? Aren't they in the middle of the meal? And Rashi said, yeah, it's not the Arapa of Bracha Shalachana, whatever that means. Okay, either it's an Ashad, either it's not even bread with it. And then there's this discussion, so how can one be made to the Echabur to take the Ripa Seder?
And that's why I don't eat that saber.
If you plant these two different things, each one has a different bracha, so what is there any tzedek to do which one you have to eat first?
There's a Mishnah in the end of Brachim, and the end of Brachim where it says, Kol HaTzadir, that's a Kol HaTzadir. Kol HaTzadir Mechazorei, Kedim Mechazorei, that's the Atzadir Shem Atzadir Kedim. And it says, Kol HaTzadir Mechazorei. There's a Mishnah in the Mashal and the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen is standing there, and two people bring Kavdani. Two things are called in Kassar, which is a Kashi Kashi. And this person brings the Kaddish Nam, which is under Kashi Kavdani. So the Kashi Kashi obviously has a higher level of tradition than the Kashi Kavdani. The Mishnah says that the Kohen, if you need to do one of the first, the king will do it at the same time. Which should he do first? They say, Kaya Kaddish Mechalei, Kaya Mechalei, whichever has no tradition, you have to do first. So this is Seder on which you have to perform mitzvah. If you prepare to do two mitzvahs now, it doesn't matter if you're going to do this one first or that one first, so then you're supposed to do the more important one first. So the Gemara seems here as well as later on, that if you're reciting two brachas, one is going to be shakling with the Gemara, or with the chicken, one is going to be shakling with the Gemara, and if it's Seder, it's going to be shakling with the Gemara, which is never clear, to consider the more harsh of the bracha than the shakling with the Gemara, you should really say that very clear Gemara first. Even a shadow later, what if you have a
fancy way? You can make the
purpose. So the Gemara has, Tosis later on, has this machlokes with the Baha'i. Let's begin, if you're having a fruit and a vegetable, the one is going to be back to your eight, the Tosis is 1 hour from an hour. The top Tosis is 1 hour from an hour. If you have to say a ha'adomah and a shahakol, and you want to know which one to say first, I say the ha'adomah is more kosher than the shahakol because it's a drop of the letters. It's a drop of the letters. It's more certified. Rashi and Taita are not sure whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, so they don't come to the conclusion that it's a vegetable, but they're not, so it's not true. So it's another kind of a savage. Taita has it 2 days, whether it's a vegetable, it's a fruit, it's a savage, or it's a hardama. So they come to the conclusion and think that it's a hardama, it's not a way. So not more. The taste is that you see from either mirror, this cloth, that it became hardama, and it's a hakro, it's a hardama first. What did he say about eight from the shahakra? The Mechashi Baiti heard Kokach. Baiti Adam. Mechashi Baiti Adam and Mishahako. If you have Adam and Mishahako, then the Kurdish, the Kurdish Kurdish is only part of Adam at first. If you have a way to Mishahako, but to say, Baiti Adam, that's the thing that's not. But the Adam is not so much. Mechashi Baiti Adam is very, if you Baiti Adam is not, como já era espera, e que caiu que o senhor não era moca. Ele quer dizer, de uma maneira, você tem que fazer moca, agora nós chamamos de maia. Por isso, ele não tem que fazer moca, não há dó, não. Ele quer dizer, foi, coisa que não é moca, não é.
On the bracket, so he jumps quickly with the kidneys and he says, Kotra Sidura Harafagia. So he says, Shaakal, you know, how you talk and how you say Shaakal, you feel better to have them, no? So he knows what he says, obviously, he's got the opinion that all cooked vegetables become Shaakal, all everything is Shaakal. The Fagia, with the cook, with the musket, everything is Shaakal. Everything is Shaakal. So now what's the deal? He has three things that are Shaakal. On the cooked food, or on the cooked your masculine, on the cooked chicken, so that is a little shy level, right? And the American goes on, there is a potato, if you come on to the little potato, what's the potato here? Why is the potato? What's the difference? Shaka, shaka, you do the same thing anyway. Why does it make a difference?
If there's no difference between the muskin and the cabbage, it happens to be the muskin.
No, that's the muskin.
I think that the muskin is greatly. The chilling all questions that when you play for greatly,
the chilling is Russian says you're not sure what it is. It could be anything.
You're not sure what it is. And that would then become problematic when you can put in anything. It's simple because you don't know really what it is.
Okay.
So we're going to write. They gave three foods that were shahaka. The Gemara says, this kind of has brought me the shakal. So the Gemara says, so that's the thing. If you say only one bracha, you say only one mitzvah, or shakal. So that's the difference. That's six mitzvah, and when I say the shakal, that's six mitzvah, and what's the difference? So the answer is, let's say I go to the store to buy a little bit of an answer, which is a very beautiful little bit of an answer. And then there's one that's kosher, but it doesn't look pretty at all. So there's a difference. If you didn't listen, it seems that if you didn't listen, it should be as more than a pastor. Yeah. So I try to begin to test it, one of his friends. That's because that is very important to said that how attractive Sarah was and how attractive Lepa was to show that the other from the time you've been listening to the commission to get married. Let's say I want to say a bracha and there are three foods. First, we have shahaka. I have a chicken and I have a soda and I have a cake and I have a shahaka. So the Gemara seems to say here that the shahaka only relates to the first dish that I eat. And it doesn't relate to the rest. The rest is meat and it's shahaka. That's good. When we discuss this meat, that's fine. Instead of an athletic for shahaka, like a demon. Because I said that the shahaka is valid. And I only change between some cup of tea. All cup of tea on the floor, there's nothing left. And then someone gives me another cup of tea. So the Yerushalmi says, you've got to pay another bracha. But then obviously I have two cups of tea on the table. And I said, Shahaka, I have my own. And the first cup, I have my own, but I wanted to drink this one first. And then the whole first cup is good. But you say that I have to say, and I'm going to say, I'm going to say, and I have to say another Shahaka on the second cup. And you say, no, that's the problem. I have my own. So the bracha is disturbed to death. So I think that. But that's not going to be the Chabon Ramah. So that's the Machlokes. Machlokes is whether the block only relates to the first national that you eat, and then the fact that you're permitted to be mastered to the latter four chapters, shows that the block is not misguided to the rest, because the rest of the first week have been brother. So we say, no! The Allah is that the block is misguided for anything, except for the block of the ministers. To begin to be misguided for food, you're not allowed to be mastered to do this,
event was Messiah for the event of death, and it's Messiah for the first Mashiach, and the rest is going to be a Hemshach, another Shaka, another Shaka, and everything else. The devil will be the first, everything else, even though I will be Mashiach later on. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. This one is the Gemara, it makes more sense, the Gemara is, my right hand is the Gemara says, that I'm needing a few fruits. Let's look at those things today. I'm having grapes, and I'm having apples. And grapes are from the sugar family. And apples are not. On the one hand, the grapes have a sugar from the sugar family. Let's say I personally don't enjoy grapes that much. I enjoy apples. So let's say the apples is crazy, and the grapes are from the sugar family. So they turn out, I'm going to make a little what should I say to Barry Peter?
Eight,
but I'm going to say. I'm going to say, one thing to great, and the apple, and one is sugar for medium, and one is cloudy. So the machlek is more than a day, the machlek is at a nine. Which one should I have when I say the breath? Let's be sure, and then do one this, I'm going to say that in the next one. See, the pastor in my way that the item that I eat first, the first mashal that I eat, is the thing that the breath is chalan, and that's called a chesh mitzvah. Very strange, why is it called a chesh mitzvah? The mashal a chesh mitzvah, the liver. Maybe the wife is a chesed shalmit, like the girl is a chesed shalmit, maybe the wife is a chesed shalmit, but, it's not hockey to the other, let's say, I don't think it's going to get married because they want to be the heathen mitzvah, it's not hockey to the other. Like, you only have one little of an estrogen, and it's kosher, so the thing is that you buy that little of an estrogen without the no one heathen mitzvah.
Like, how are they? You make the bracha on the shalom.
Right, that's the same thing in the next tomorrow, right? So you see that the first thing that you eat is the easier thing that the breath has inspired me. The first mashal. That's considered a legal mitzvah. The first mashal is considered the epsilon mitzvah for the breath of Hanan. But it's not any other thing, so it's not the third breath of Hanan about. So the first mashal that you eat, obviously, is considered the epsilon mitzvah. And we have the regulations of Hebrew mitzvah, so therefore it's Hebrew mitzvah. So one time I have the third one from the Shivat Aminim, so that's never Hebrew, so that's never the Hebrew mitzvah. The other time I said, well, probably. So then if you enjoy that, it's called the Hebrew mitzvah. So that's what it's more said over here. So why did the Talmud of the Kapoor come to do it on a Tanya? Because he enjoyed chicken more than the cabbage. He didn't enjoy cabbage more than I don't know, No, I am a very honey cat, he's not angry at the one who said the death of Shaakal on the chicken. Hey, I'm a mighty bunny cat. Why did the other Talmud laugh at him? It's not like the next one of Sunday. I'm a very good condition of Tom. Tom, that's the other one. Obviously, your friend is so hungry for chicken, he knows that club is, and the club is crazy. So why did you have to have more glass for him? Why did you have to laugh at him? The first thing he's angry at the Talmud is that, not so far into Sunday. Then Chavi Yomar, then he said afterwards, no, I'm one of the Chayyis, he's only there on the Mzach and he says, and the one who said the Bracha. He was Mechadim to say the Bracha, so why didn't he ask me which one to say the Bracha over? The Yomar, he said three times, in Kotman, and even if I'm not so smart, even if I'm not so smart than me, I'll be just me in time, that I am a big to shoot at. But since he had to say that, and the best one knew that there was disrespect for him. One is disrespectful for him, and one is disrespectful for the other one in his presence. So the Gemara tells me, third Thomas based on advice to Shlomo Yehoshua, they both died within a year. What I said, that's a strange story in the Noche Tov, and Tov Kavishma, but a Tarkin would be the Mishir, and he has a Kasha, and then he's going to give a Tov to the Kasha. And Tarkin was very surprised, he didn't think that anybody would ever pay. So, and he was taken aback by that, and then the Talmud had a big smile on his face, and he got smarter than he was, So, Tarkin had a Kalisha Tadak, and he didn't also get to do so done. So, he took her thing, and then they went by Shavuot, but the Talmud had died with him. So, he's no longer with him.
What is that carrying the left? I know this is a word.
Is cooked cabbage or adama? Is it shaka? Is it adama? I mean, I said adama before shaka.
But he had it in the second.
You should have left
the rest.
This is the rest of the rest. But the other time, the rest of the rest, because the other time has the first time in the rest.
Why do you have it? Why do you
have it? Because the opinion of Dr. Pang is not so clear. I don't know, the second time would not have left him.
Why do you have it?
And the second one said that that was a joke, and he was getting it in, and he was supposed to say, and here's the dog on the best one. My love, the whole thing is me. So Nizorah, the one whom he was Machaki to say the dog on the second dog on the chicken, he had a shlok at the target of both Shaka and the Nizorah. The cooked vegetables are Shaka and the chicken is Shaka. He'll cook all the Nizorah. It doesn't matter which one is obvious to you. Like the Mishnah has here. Mishnah has a man on the day. What if I'm eating great and I'm eating too good for them? So I'm going to say both your way. But the Shad is, should I say the best way to be great and eat that first and then that should be most of the apple? I should say that I'm on the apple and that should be most of the great. So the Mishnah says that the Machlech is Hashem. That's Machlech is Hashem. Not so bad. You and Yeshiva are this because the great is the Mishnah is Hashem. And that's why we're all heavy about it. You see, that sometimes there are considerations. Maybe the Yeshiva is more to do the mitzvah than the Yeshiva was for the Gemara. So the cool cabbage, eating cabbage is more filling. It's more valuable than eating the chicken. The Gemara says maybe that's the Machlech. Like but I smell it with me.
It was brought to them before and went back. Why should you do that more home? So we had, now you are continuing with an aspect of the 17 months necessarily identical. We had so far three different kinds of changes in the food. One kind was cooking, smoking. You cook the food in the rest, but one kind was maliyach, as she said, because maliyach is also there. Then you don't have about grinding up. When you grind up, there's no question. So that is why I had the third type of ishtani. The first one was if you cooked it, the second one was if you cooked it there, and the third one was if you grind it up. So, on that day, there comes over the salon stuff that's related. Similar to Rabin and the Rabin, when we learned the Rabin is yeshiva, Omar, and he used to tell us the salon. And he got to eat the lips, if you're eating a certain vegetable, leopard, and he used to chop it up. So, are they big chunks or are they little particles? So the Yitzchak makes the following distinction. First time we will cream it out there, if we chop it up in big chunks so they have noticeable bones, and then go to Adama. That's not sufficiently Ishtani that it should change for the original brother. But if they chop it up cream and zutra, if they chop it up tiny little particles, that's already Ishtani. And then the brother really shakam even grows. Why? Obviously this rub the Hunza Latina was of the opinion that any fruit or vegetable that's ishtani, whether cooked or ground up or pickled or maliyah or tortured, ishtani uses the bracha. And then he says, that's what he learned by Rabbuna. That's very interesting. It's a very quish. If he had come to Rabbi Yudah, when he came to Rabbi Yudah Shiva, on the one he told God, the achra that he passed him. That's how he saw the restaurant. There were three shittus. That's the game by cooked fruits or vegetables. So that shittus will always remain the tradition of bracha. That shittus is always changing. When he passed him, he compromised. It depends. Is it a shtani of Ma'isa or is it a shtani of Ma'isa? But this, the first man gone on Ma'isa, that they remember Ma'isa originally, he didn't make such a discussion. So he was a big shtani, it's not a shtani. The time he was a part of the shtani, he made it to, he made it so to Ma'isa to shtani. When he came to that little dish, he said, no, come on, Ma'isa, he just told us, he didn't even go to Adama. Why? Because it's a shtani of Ma'isa. The reason why they cut it up into such tiny particles is to take out its tiny little cells. The reason why they chop it up into tiny pieces, you have to learn to find them. That it should even say, no, it's not. But it's tiny little pieces, so that depends on the original problem. That's like cooked potato. Not a cooked potato is dead to again. So it's tiny little pieces. Okay. That's the end of this video. Now we're going to go back to other topics. Let's begin the other end. Yes, it didn't have any, because it's not there.
you have a mixture of two different things together. They only say the bracha on Nikon, you have to say bracha on the bracha. What happened is this, what the Nikon has to talk about? There are two kinds of Nikon talk, one is in Mamish. You have bread and butter. You have the cooked potatoes with salt on that. The potato is Mamish or Tocker, the salt is Mamish or Tocker. And sometimes it's not so much in Tocker. You have two different things that are blended together, that are mixed in together, one is the Shaka, one is the Adama. So whichever one is more than 50%, that's why the children are declared as the evil. Unless the thing is less than 50%, it's in the Hamashic Mirzavim, so then we have to call the Rabbi Shmuel Dami Shafaris, so she is in the Hamashic Mirzavim, anything that has any mixture in it. But that's only if it has a significant suppression of the Hamashic Mirzavim in order to give it body. But if it's not, it should talk so. And that would be the arm of the... The Akkana told us the following stuff. That she was the Sinkra, Hidya, the Sinkra is beaten. If you have a knife and a bead, the bead can be ashamed together, bead with Hamashik, and the body and cooking, through that mouth, she's not Sinkra, has a little bit of tenna, has very little tenna. It's only the Devik Diyama, but then it's in the Devik Diyama, and then it's like Diyama. You said here, even less than 50% Hamashik, and the body and the body and the body. No, it's not a Shikoka. So what if you have tashima the mixta? What if you have a different vegetable? And when they used to mix that in with chamesh and tzimtzum, when they used to be the mashiva chumka, they used to mix in halada came up more than in the sukkah. So then it becomes one in the because even if less than 50%, the chamesh and tzimtzum is never called the tzimtzum. So Rabbi Rama, and then later at Kanishan, he was lying on the cross, and he said, Master, he didn't even go to Adama. Why? Why? The Shadda, the King of Christ, the reason why, in the top shell of Yitzchak, he said, and more, is just because of the Yom Abdul, I thought it was that form, I thought it was Mamisha Tessa. It has to take his operation from before. It was only the David Yom, it was Mamisha Tessa. It has a lot of Kashiach, where Hamisha Mini doesn't learn the Torah. Omrach is the Tasha Shaltaizin, speak if he thinks it's healthy, says my lady, the third one on the question of the name. Okay. It's very healthy for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's time to finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's an easy time. It's finished. I remember that. I always thought that time was another way to be. I said, one more season. And one more time. I said, I don't know. Thank you. Sometimes that's your work. Oh no, why? The only time it's very hot here is with the Yashadam. They start with the other test off. Only if you serve it as a cook, if you do it with Yashadam. Okay, so. That's an exercise that I know. I'm not going to give you all my lectures, and this is very important. This is also good. If I'm on the field, then you ought to have lots of there's medical lectures, and this is very important. Because you know, you have to have a healthy body, and tell you that's healthy, and that's not healthy, and that's what you should eat, and that's what you should not eat.
direction. The other way, the other way, you know? So the more I have to tell you it, then that's how you can put it right to your bedroom. You okay, whatever it is. Oh, I thought that she can really marry the silker, to silker, if you like. Silker's a beet. So let's say you cook soup with beet, and then you throw out all the beet. The place is coming over here, Maya the silker to silker, you say, both you have done on the beet, on the bush, even if you've cleared out all of the particles of the vegetable, and what I have both you have done off of the shoulder, all of Maya. The time I walk is the one that has the flavor from the vegetables, that's all right, and then a vegetable fruit. You say, but if you don't even use food on other vegetables, that's what you want to do. My other thing is the soup. The soup that you put the beet in is better than them. My other list is right, it's a list. If you cook another vegetable, any kind of vegetable, my the cool schlucky, the cool schlucky. Any vegetable you cook beet soup is going to be a block, it's going to be better than them. The shiny is very rough up what if you cook the vegetable and soup that goes such a flock of town? And you soup it hardly gave any flavor at all. But that's the thing we call to our demo. You call that a vegetable soup. Maybe we did just a flavoring, but still we know you should have come in the bread.
Hello,
is
it?
Do you say that it enhanced the flavor of the water, that because it's a little bit of anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, that Michelobon is Sever, fruit, vegetable, bebala, gravy, you have to not fish to the mic. And if you don't have fish to the mic, you're not allowed to eat it, it's Sever. But if only Michelobon, you're not in the face of the mic. If Michelobon, then you're even a fresh fish to the mic. When you have this tumor, it's only eaten by them, and then tell them if they didn't eat the tumor. What happens if you have
Let's say this.
They have these little cubes that you lift in the middle, and that's true, but those are dead, but those cubes come from the
other side. No, they're artificial,
right?
It's artificial,
though.
No, it's
artificial.
It's artificial.
It's not artificial flavor.
If it's artificial, then it's a black shahaka. Then it's only shahaka. You're going to take a chemical and lift it into water, and it's going to taste just like chicken food. Chicken flavor shahaka. It's going to taste just like vegetable food.
It's artificial shahaka. This is a better problem. This is only a doctor's number one. Maybe it's not even a Michael. It's only a Tamil. So we should have come to that one. Now it's a Tamil for sure going to that one. And Chapan asked him, let's say the guys were right from the speaker on the Dalam there. The guy that has said service on the Dalam there, he said, let me have you see. The guy said, the speaker is called Kati Shem. The guy was called Kati Shem, the person that 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 was called Kati Shem, the a wiser in the state of Kati Shem is a man of Kudin, but he has the following fascinating answer. He says, what his opinion was, that any government finish in Yitzhak, if Kati Shem is a man of Kudin, that means he's not obligated to be Kati Shem potatoes and tomatoes and apples and oranges. But if you want Kati Shem, whatever is common at Kudin, it becomes Kudin and at Kudin. I mean, the Yitzhak is a right to serve God, you can eat it. Why? Because that's what that it is, it's spirit that it's born, and it is not forever. But if you have Kati Shem, I don't think the writers would say that that's common affair. The Gami would be a Gami. Gami was not even Michael Eben. That's the other Nafish and Melech. Hey, so we go to Nafish and Melech. The writers are not going to say, well, it's not going to be more. The person has Nafish and Melech. It's not common. It doesn't matter where you are. The writers just said, even if it's not definition, it's it, but it's good. Hey, but you have to say that. If you're not, it's a machine in the mighty of the Gami and after everything this person. But you're listed the writer. It's a non-Korean religion. And the even the writers would agree that if you're Makish on Tablin, it's like it's not Michael Ben Yavin out there. That's like being Makish on a Melach. It wouldn't be common out there. So we can't see the rubber. So that's this Shevet. This vegetable that we're talking over here, the deer, is only a Tablin. So the whole afresh is only a Chalmi Ben Yavin. There's absolutely no freshman out there. The Chalmi Ben Yavin, don't you shoot the Torah, and then you shoot the Torah. But at that time, if you're Makish the Truma, so it's Chalmi Ben Yavin. So you can see that you have to be Makish here. And once you're not issued, a non-Kohen was not permitted to eat it. Is there ever a time that a non-Kohen would be permitted to eat the truma that you designated as the farmer's oversight? So that's the Mishnah says. Hashever, if you use these beers to cook some soup, you should not have time to eat it after you already gave it flavor into the soup. Ain't no Mishnah truma. The flesh is only 8 tiyama, there's absolutely nothing left. And truma for Michael is not even Chalmi de Rabbanan on 8 tiyama. It's only Chalmi and Michael. So Chutz tells man that it didn't yet give out its flavoring before you cooked it in the pot. So before it gave out its flavoring, it says Michael Ben-Yodam on a level of the Rabbanim. So you know that it was Michael Ben-Yodam, because that's what's happening in the pot.
the rest of the flavor went out already. The smell is garnished and garnished. There's nothing more no flavor to come out. But then it's only the almond that no longer has the bit of tumor even with the abdomen. So if a man cut one finger, you look back. Why should one finger be enough? If one finger is with the ammunition tumor, then it's almost important. It's only eight. Therefore, we're going to have a tumor if it's not a lot. Right, the microbiome is not a kind of tumor. So now, for you to know that, you have to know it's a scar. If you use a scar on top of the soup here, if it's between the top of the onion from the ground, number two, it has to be furnished, number three, it has to be a shell of a kind of tumor. But the scar is right in the middle of the soup here, that's the kind of tumor, if it's microbiome. Microbiome is not a kind of tumor, just like microbiome, you're not trying to show it to my teeth. And my baby is on the side of the corner. So let's over here, add some of the sugars, and I already put some in the sauce, and I already gave out its flavor into the food. And now I have the deal left over later on. But that sugar position, that's the time of year, that's what I gave out its time. It's managed 8 the arm, there's nothing there, and it doesn't have the status of my career. I can't be telling you showing the tumor, I didn't know you can get up on it. And it's not shack finishing the cotton from it, it can't be able. It's Mishnah Michael. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Shnanimach, and that Mishnah is free, the fact that the Mishnah uses a lesson, Mishnah Nafnatam, the Gazeri, if he puts the deal and the fact that he gave birth to flavor, he sees that it is called the Mishnah Nafnatam. It's not Tam, Nahuai, Guhamadi Alma. Just like all of the other fruits, all the other vegetable fruits, when you cook the vegetables in the pot, and it gives you a flavor into the top, you have a gumbo, and the vegetable fruit, even if you strain it out, there's no product of the vegetable left. But Rabbi Nami by sugars, if you use some of the sugars, and gave a flavor into the soup, even if it's a very schmacking flavor, there's hardly anything there, you shouldn't think that it's only about the way you do it. No, that's still the sin of Tom, and such a soup will also be so sad that. The place is pointed out, oh, Hashem sent that. Let's say you have a chicken soup that has vegetables in it also. A chicken soup that has vegetables. Let's say it's strained out in the vegetables. And you can taste the flavor of the vegetables and hence the flavor. The taste of it is that the chicken gives the main power. But that's not going to be healthy abdominals. I love that our vegetables could be so healthy abdominals. That's how you get vegetables too. But if you go for chicken and you eat the farmer from the chicken, then it's not having anything in the process. So then it's going to be shahaka and the eater and the vegetables is the process. Now we're going to go to a new topic. We're going to go to a new topic. We're going to get a melon, but we're going to go to a new topic. If you have a little bit of noodles that are very minimalized from this soup, even if it's clean and less than 1% even if it's less than... Well, it's not very good. But then you have to say very minimalized on the noodles, that's for sure. Do you have to say after that very own tea had been there? And the rest of the soup, or a shahakam in the dairy, and the rest of the chicken soup, that they have to be. So then the Megalai Bomb says it'll be sent. If you have, let's say you have two dips spaghetti, and it has a significant amount of spaghetti, not the, then you have 40%, or 30%, it has a significant amount of spaghetti, so then the Megalai Bomb says, when you say dairy in the dairy, you don't say drop on the soup, so that means you drop a little bit on the soup. But if you just had one little piece of spaghetti on the bottom and the rest of the soup is clear, then he says, clearly the spaghetti will never become a pepper and it's going to require better than the venue. But the soup will not become a pepper, so that's how you significant amount of spaghetti either. But then he says, really, soup broth. Then
Which is going to be the rice? If it has a lot of vegetables, then the rice is going to be vegetables. So then you say, that's that dumb. And if the rice is going to be the soup, as opposed to the vegetables, then you only say the shahakam is wrong. The soup is only going to be shahakam. The vegetables are going to remain that way. You get that the rice? Which is the rice?
Mizrahama.
Mizrahama.
Yes, so it's a good thing. Yeah, the Shlevis is a good thing. Even if the Shlevis is a good thing,
That's true. Yerik is the one coming to the right of the Kamala Taylor. This is not even a Kamala Taylor. It's not a Kamala Taylor. It's not even 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 a Kamala Taylor.
Yes,
yes. If that's not enough, then you have to say, what time
is
it? You haven't had a traffic. You should go according to the traffic of the Kayazan. Let's say you have a fruit truck, you come, and you have pineapple, which is basically a grammar together with little things, because orange is a very sweet, right? Different things, when you assess the situation, you know that I've done with the red olive. And you've got to stick in a little teaspoon in order to eat everything else together. And everybody take on a spoon. You know, you're always going to have a raise of her abdomen, a raise of her. So the chayyadi was mistake. You go back to a raise in such a case or not. Maybe the only time you go back to a raise is when you start blending it together. Like you had a money. You mesh them together. You mesh them together like shock meat with potatoes. All meshed in together. But then you get back to which is more than 50%. If that mesh them together, everyone is weaker, man, each chunk is weaker, maybe not. So that's the soft thing of Kayot. The mission B says, that's a graphic locker. So we go to the locker and we say, you do it like Ethan talked about, which is more than 50% weaker. And that's why we're dropping in 6. And of course, you do the same case over here. He says, you add a chicken soup when you cook in vegetables, and you do not strain after that fish, you strain after that in order for the shiny milk to stand for the soup. So that's the idea of the sun, or with the chicken or the vegetable. The person says the chicken. The sun is going to be shocked on the house to put it. You let the vegetables in, so the vegetables are not as wide as they have them. They taste better than the cooked and when they were raw. So sure, the chicken seems to shocked, but the vegetables are not done. So what do? You take two brokers. So I said, the person should be telling which is the raw and which is the meal. Yeah. That's where a thing to the achra of the mishnah is, because when you take a barrel of, when you take a spoon of it, you can tell this is the shahaka, and this is the adam, we didn't blend them together, just that any time you take a spoonful, you're having everything you need, everything all together. But it looks like the right is one, or the right is the other, so whichever, if it's the right of two, then you just take a shahaka. If the right is the vegetable, then you only take a hard done.
Can you two brothers at the same time and then eat? Can you say,
You're not really interested in eating this vegetable, but you have to think you should be required to take two breakfasts. And just doing it in order to break it apart, you take two breakfasts. Is that what you call in Brabish and Shikha? So you should be able to say, it's not a talking talk. You only say one breakfast, whichever is in your majority. Unless you can't determine which is the majority. Sometimes you don't know what it is. I see somehow done with the rest, I don't know what they are. I see what everything is, but I can't gauge what's in the rest. And then you say two breakfasts, okay? You can't get it.
I'm not going to go to the other one.
It was very safe. I was just in a worry. They were very close to the ground. But I don't know. I don't know if they cut him and go back.
You go to a wedding and you ask them to look at dying, and then they have a tray of sliced color right next to the place they're washing the clothes. Then they do that for you. You make it easier for you. Wash and you look at it. The Mishal is rich and preferable. Which is preferable? Is it better to say the Hamasim and the sliced piece of bread which they cut up specifically for the purpose of the
bread?
What happens if I said the broth on this corner, so I need to drink the tea over here, and in the middle I walk to the other corner. So that's not a problem of shooting weapons. So that's not a problem. Because the people wash and then they want to say I'm lazy and let them be done easy. That's what it is. Why? They want to say I'm lazy because they shouldn't have a problem not to be masked to come into the court of violence. They want to say I'm lazy. And they know they're going to eat the rest of the meal and inside the room. But that's not a problem. The problem is that the one had a cash label. You have a slice collar here. That they, it's not accidentally. They slice the collar and they go physically to that person. The place is not exactly not like it's in the Gemara. That's the next line. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that it's wrong. Not like it. And then we talk to that it's wrong. Because you're not supposed to say I'm like you on this side. And the Gemara has made it in Brooklyn and said,
I think the other national, I forgot really that. You just need some money in the hotel.
And then you shaft it in the Azariah, it would be a violation of Taita to Smith Ashkita, not because you'd be poisoning the amount of time they take to get sanctuary. But you'd be going from one room to the other. That's why it's a problem. Take it to the young woman, even if it's 100 amas away. It's of course Taita. And if it's 50 rooms, even if it's 52 amas, it's a violation of Taita. That's what Achayim come to be with us. So that's a big shower. Let's say Washington, it's a dining room in your own kitchen. In your own kitchen, when you get right into your own dining room, which is a different room, according to Facebook, it's not a problem because it's working 10 to 1. Unless you have 9 children. And then you have to go to 11 dining in Washington, you have to speak to it. You're walking with less than 20 hours. You're talking about 20 hours. You're talking about the amount of time. Right. 20 hours means the amount of time it takes to walk 20 hours.
How are you doing homework?
Washing is outside. According to Taisus, you're not supposed to be shayed more than 22
hours.
And according to the other Achayim, they want to bring you the Taisus, they need to give a bit more. Give them the other, you're not one to the other. That's the shayed. That if you know it's going to be more than 22 hours. And then if you know it, then it's going to be your father of heaven. So that's what the king of God gives the egg. So a lot of your things do. When is the material to die finished? When you dry it in. If it comes back and you ask a question on that dryer, tell him it's the king of God. And then after you ask the first of the before doing this, but the Hakam and the king of God, you say the after you ready, why should it take it? Because a lot of times I learned it already. So that's an explanation why you didn't say the second. I was ready to ask the after now. If mom is wrapping up the earth, you say, mom, no. Because mom, you didn't dry your hair, you didn't finish it. How dry do you have to dry your hair? You dry your hair, but it's not all the tafer, I'm not like this. You have to keep on drying your hair a little more. But if you go to keep your tachidish, if it's still a little moist, even if it's not, it's been wet. It's not all the tafer, I'm not like this. You don't have big, you don't have big drops of water. You don't have a whole puddle of water on your hand. You just have drops. So you dry your hands, that's really enough. But if you keep on drying, if it's still a little bit, you keep on drying your hands, but you're still continuing to do the business. So that's what he says, the king of Adam has that. But if you're going to wash in one room, in the rest 25 amrits, or 125 amrits, or you're going to wash in one room and in the other room, you're going to have a sadmas, take care, and you put that take care to the king of Adam. So he says, that's a lot of your things, and you should keep on rubbing your hands together as you're walking into the other room. So you still continue, you're not finished with the material for value. You're not finished with the material for
value. How will any moist? You just rub your hands in your hands?
Now this is different, this is a thing of take it in a different way. Take it in a different way. So now that the man has the shower, I washed and finished the guy had a wedding, and they wanted to do me a favor, so they tried Silas and I had it there. So I should pour on it, and I shouldn't have to wait till I go to the other room. And I want to know, should I say I'm waiting on the slice that they prepared specifically, or should I go into the other room? I have going to be a time of taking, so I'll give them a nice time. I'll start the time with the patient. So let's do this. That's the first white line. I'm going to take them out. I'm going to see about Rashi. Pass to you on the carrier. If they have the sliced carrier that they put specifically for you, to accommodate them to get the wedding, to make it easier for them, that's correct. We're talking about that. I'm going to see that in the house. That's what you should do. So I'm going to see. Go to the Gemara. If not everybody agrees, and we have to not be passing like him. Go to the Gemara. Please get that clear. This first one, I'm going to see about Rashi. If you disagree with your Achi, he says, no, that is very preferable. One Achi says, should take what the Achi did not pass. If you have a pass, Shlomo, you shouldn't take the slice card that they slice specifically for the guest. There's a time that's the case that we're talking about it. They said, what do you mean? There's a Machlaki time around where they say, I'm out there, I'm out there. They said, so Machlaki, no, you're not doing more before. You were talking about not to blind, you were talking about the Machalaki, look, I believe it was one of three names I'm out there, and now, I'm not to know you say I'm out there, I'm not to know that I'm out there, you're going to tell me that's right there, you're not a Machlaki. How can it be? That's a Machlaki. No, it's a Machlaki, it's a Machlaki before, especially outside the Machlaki.
Sometimes you never work. That's not the machlokes. Even the machlokes are not achilles. That's the shaila. All this says, so it's nice to get specifically to accommodate the guests to turn to wash, and it should be easier. But the test not done with the zombie process. The Irish language may cut it to me.
The one going to say one drop of eight anyway, so which way would you fulfill the hidden mitzvah? Which way the Hester shall mitzvah beautify? By having the min zayin, or by having the chodesh, for the machlok of Echad, so you see that there's a rashivus. The place is giving you all the rules and regulations. The place is on a day, and long as it's a day, you are master, other shusha. This gives you all the rules, and yes, if you have chiti, you have two kinds of bread. One is wheat, and one is barley, so that you know that there's a wheat bread, that's how it starts to begin. Chiti not usually, you should not have in the floor. Chiti is usually not finished before service. Then if you have a shleim on a pizza, from the training, so then the shleim is known for the pizza. That's the left life. Everything is right now for the shleimah. The one piece is much bigger than the other. So then it says that you think it's bigger, as much as you're going to think it's smaller. That happens with the race and the writer. And one is Tarsak and one is Tarsisrael. So the Tarsisrael of course is better. And that one is a Tarskev and one is a Tarsmakia. One is refined, a light flower, and the other one looks a little dirty. Why do we say? Looks a little dirty. But then they have no success to service the white bread is that's what the hook is. And so it gives you all of this. One is summer, one is fall. You're going to eat the summer to the bread anyway, but the bread has a hashibu. So that's the Hebrew mystic to say. And then the shadow is better, one is summer. Then each one has a mile of success. So then the summer is a fast to eat. And the fast shaper is the one that's fresh. So the test goes into all the pizza and the chocolate to all of it.
And it's bigger, much bigger than the
shleimah. All right, the same thing that's the machine that's in the mouth. You have a little chalal time, and then a chalal that's a shleimah, but it's very tiny, like on the air line coming here. And then you have a piece of a chalal that's much bigger. And that's a chalal that's much bigger than five of these little chalal. That's the machine. We talk about the shleimah is bigger. The shleimah is very bigger than the piece. I come home and my wife is going to give me I'm not going to wash the bread. She comes in, I have a shahakar meal. Everything is a shahakar. And then at the end of the meal, I'm going to have a soup for the bread. So the wife is not kosher ben shahak, and she can actually eat the fruit of the very first. From the side of the Mishnah, I think the first is Chodesh, on the side of the Mishnah is a mishnah, and then on the day, says one of the Achreidim who says no. He says the only time the Mishnah says the cloud that says to say had, if you have a Adam and a shahak.
So the Rajva says that most, the Rajva says in the Gurdjieff that most of those aces and have whoever follows them in long duration. Even because the doctors today don't recommend that you follow that. But some of the things, they're not never contradicting that exactly. But now it's only that it's unhealthy to eat or to drink while you sin. Then they get saturated. And Rajva says that's not right. So that's why, in fact, some of them say that you should take down the special person to Yeshiva. The amount of time they take to say that is actually. So that's reason, he says, that's reason.
That's the reason you shouldn't drink while you're eating. You shouldn't drink while you're
eating. Because you're not telling. It's because you're all good. He recommends you should, all of your food should get, you should drink a lot. And today they've got to say that, so it's a shot of health. Whatever you've got to say, that's a good issue. All the other brothers, my best, they came out there, so he was a female. God, we're going to be carrying on Yishmael. And then why haven't they did that? And then the Pasha continues, for this, they tell the Isis from the Tryon, they tell Sahiba, Sahi, right after this incident, Sahi, and you hear in the Isis Echo. So Rashi comes from the Medish, that's the Rashi, and the Medish, and he had a big Yerida. What is a big Yerida? You know, he had Shikshir, a Pasha Shkmani, his wife died, his children died. He had a terrible Yerida. What is a Yerida? But as she says, because He was the one whom they respected, whatever he said, they would listen to him. And the halakha that he said, look over there, Quran, the Ashmaelim, so they listened. But the Rebbe said, he should have said, we're not going to kill him, we're going to carry him back. The Rebbe said, should have carried him back on his shoulders to the father. The other brother wouldn't have said this. So we, right, they would have protested. So the marriage was narrow in the Sanhedrin. The marriage from that view. And we now quote the prophet, not as he has said, but we now quote the prophet that says, so said they are, we are such a, we now have different interpretations in the prophet. So one interpretation is, the one who prays is he really did a divine to the God. He saved his brother Yezra, so he was going to get killed by the Mahashma prophet. But the one who prays is he really, for his courageous act and his heroism, and we are such a, that's the Lechara Kamenarek, that he's the dual. He should have not made the compromise, should have not, that he was afraid of the brothers. You're afraid of your brothers that they're not going to meet him, so they're going to kill him, they're going to get angry with him, they're not going to be friendly with you, they're not going to respect him anymore. No, if he's the leader and you end up after him, so you should have taken a stand. So that's what the man is telling us on this day, that if a person is aware, that a person is in a position of leadership, then he's supposed to lead. The person of the leader is supposed to lead. So he's not supposed to be afraid of the Hamelan. What are the Balabaki going to say? What are the people going to say? Sometimes this person has to accommodate a pressure like he says, they're not going to listen, they're not going to listen. But if there's a chance that you are going to listen, so you should pray what the proper thing is. The prophet said that when Shaul was appointed the Melech, so when Amalek told you the first obligation is to go wage war with Amalek, and he told you, you'll not be told Shaul, no, you have to wipe out all the babies, you have to kill the babies, women, the sugar, and all the babies. And they didn't kill the baby. The name of Shmuel Anon comes and he says, yes, all that son I should be as nice. So he says, he didn't want to argue with the people, he didn't want to set up a son, he wanted to say that he wanted to do Kabbalah for Shem Shammai. But Shmuel Anon said, you just lost the Malchus. So we were supposed to take a stand. We're supposed to lead people. We're not supposed to be led by the people. That's how he mentioned. That's how Rabbi Kabbalah and others have said the lesson in the Gemara is that when Mashiach strikes him will come, as he's going to have there to pray our children. What kind of a lesson is that? That's what he said. Rabbi Kabbalah used to explain that when you have a wealthy Balabas, wealthy person walks in the street and the door looks in front of him, you get the impression that the door is leading the Balabas. The door is not leading the Balabas. The door looks behind him and he knows who the Balabas wants to go, so he goes in that direction. So look at this. The bird is leading it. The bird is being led by the man behind him, by the bird that's left. And it says, in the proof of the Mercy of Mashiach, we're going to have Tanei Hazor, the Tanei. It's not Yiddish, no, that's not what it means. No, he said, the Tanei, the Cheshire, the Manhigan, and the Zeresh will be, the Tanei Hazor. So, act Tanei Mercy differently. He said, the bird is going to stand back behind them to see what the people want, and whatever the people want, that's the way they lead them. The Cheshire can lead them. That's what Shaul HaMelech, they're going to invest his life into them. That's what Yiddish did. And he said then he was afraid of the brothers, so he made a shayla, he made a nesua, he had a big deal, he was a compromise. Yitzchak said, the whole city in Tel Aviv, Yitzchak said, we could make a compromise instead of making a big deal. And he made this compromise that Yehuda did, he was afraid to fight so much, and he goes, what is he afraid to fight? He was a leader, and all the brothers had respect for him, he should have realized his position. If he didn't recognize his position, they were English. A person is in a position of leadership should realize what his position is. And it should have been that they would have listened to him.
I don't know how to do it.